A movie makes headlines when it premieres in New York or Hollywood, but let's talk next about a movie that premiered in Kabul. Last week, a short film that has won awards on the festival circuit held its official premiere in the Afghan capital, and for good reason. The movie was shot entirely in Kabul, telling the story of two Afghan boys dreaming about their future. NPR's Sean Carberry went to the opening.
There were no limos, tuxes, or flashing lights, but the hundreds of Afghan and Western viewers did get to walk down a red carpet. Of course, that was after passing through the security gauntlet at the entrance of the French Cultural Center in Kabul.
Welcome to the Institut Français d'Afghanistan.
Sam French, a documentarian and filmmaker who's been in Kabul since 2008, directed the film Buzkashi Boys.
Thank you all for coming. I know it's been a long wait, but without further ado, I'm going to go back there and hit play on this film. All right, here we go.
The 29-minute film is essentially a coming-of-age tale, shot over 16 days in the winter of 2011. The striking cinematography captures the bustle and bleakness of Kabul. Rafi is the son of a poor blacksmith. He's chafing against the fate of following in his father's footsteps. His best friend Ahmed is a Dickensian street rogue, a common sight across Kabul. Both boys share the dream of escaping poverty in the streets and becoming buzkashi players. That's Afghanistan's national sport. It's kind of like polo, except instead of a ball, they use the carcass of a dead goat. The audience gives the film a standing ovation, though people immediately start discussing the seemingly dark ending. That's just the way the director wanted it.
I tried to make a happy ending for the characters in this film, but it's about very poor people.
So he decided to make the ending ambiguous.
Does the kid in the film strive to realize his own dreams? Will he realize his own dreams?
Either way, it's definitely not a Hollywood ending. But that's what makes the film work, says 14-year-old Fawad Mohammadi, who plays Rafi. He was actually a street vendor himself from the time he was five, and this was his first acting experience. I really like this film because it's according to Afghan culture, he says. That was one of French's two goals when making the movie, to tell the untold stories of Afghanistan. He says his Afghan crew and actors were essential in making the dialogue and story speak to the Afghan experience. The second goal was to train the next generation of Afghan filmmakers.
And so we started an NGO called the Afghan Film Project to try to foster Afghanistan's film industry and train Afghan filmmakers. Buzkashi Boys was the first project at the Afghan Film Project, and we trained 12 Afghan filmmakers on the production. And these filmmakers are now going on to make their own films.
Buzkashi Boys has already earned awards from two international film festivals and now qualifies for Oscar submission.
And my biggest dream right now is to sit in the Oscars with my two main characters. That is what I'd like, to show the world that these kids can come from Afghanistan and make it on the world stage.
And French is hoping to be able to tour the country to show the film to the Afghan people. That's a tall order in a country where few theaters survive Taliban rule and the years of war. Sean Carberry, NPR News, Kabul.